right, everybody. This is Terrence Pop with another episode that is almost
Life Miller.
And today we're going to be talking about how cable is failing and mainstream media is imploding. And I'm going to put a different spin on this, mainly because one of the causes of this is half of the civilization is starting to withdraw from the world. Basically, men.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
There's various reasons for that. I've gone through many different shows in detail in regards to why this is happening. I will touch on it here again, but not quite as in-depth because it's like beating a dead horse.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
Which doesn't really do anything for you. So let's get on with this. Now, if you've been paying attention to the media, there's been a rebranding of MSNBC. Okay, so you can see it right here. All right, we got MS now. It sounds like somebody has some kind of medical issue. You have MS.
No.
Now, I'm not making fun of anybody who's got any of those situations. I'm just saying that back in the day, MSNBC and CNN and USA were the go-to news sources for the entire planet.
This is breaking news from CNN or Fox or whatever. Fuck you.
And I noticed it in 2004 while I was in Iraq. I had, you know, been on the ground, and there were some pretty major muscle movements going on around where I was stationed out of Abu Ghraib prison. And, you know, we had both Fallujahs taking place. We had Ramadi, you know, going crazy. And I was on the ground for some of the, you know, bigger events. And what was reported to the United States and the Western world, in my opinion, was radically changed.
Can't be correct. It is correct.
I saw what happened, or I heard secondhand from people who were there. And then I watch it on the media, and it's watered down or washed up.
There's the truth and the truth.
Completely different story, or they plant subtle seeds or what have you of doubt to steer you in another direction. It is blatantly obvious in regards after we saw what happened at the 2020 election and the huge amount of cover-ups, and then the 24 election and all the craziness. If you just look at the way they've been covering things, they were crucifying the conservatives and Trump from 2020 to 2024 and ignoring other news items that, in my opinion, needed to be covered, i.e. the huge chemical spill in Ohio. That's going to screw that entire area up for 1,000 years. It was the equivalent of a nuclear small chemical bomb going off. There's no radioactivity, but the chemicals, they do pretty much the same thing. They kill cells, they cause cancer, and what have you. Totally not really covered by the media. Or when it was very short blip, and then it was gone.
Squirrel!
Same thing with the hurricane and the flooding that took place on the East Coast.
Nothing.
So they're starting to feel the pinch of their incompetence. And that's just what I'm going to call it. If you are not telling the truth, you are incompetent, especially when your job title has the word news in it. You're supposed to report the news.
No!
Not your opinion and not propaganda. You just tell it how it is on the ground and let us figure it out. But they think you're stupid and, the rest is history. All right, this next one here. This is a cable news fact sheet. This is from the Pew Research Center. This is, I believe this is from 2023. So they were already seeing this writing on the wall here, okay, that cable TV was in, you know, hurting for certain. And they started, I started hearing about this in like 2018, 2019, how the ratings started slowly going down. And now they're in a, basically a free dive. It is, there's no parachute. The ratings are in the toilet. And they need those ratings, because if they have the ratings, they can basically charge a pretty penny for advertising.
I'm rich, bitch!
And if you've noticed on a lot of the mainstream media channels, a lot of those commercials now are for subpar products or smaller companies, because the bigger companies with the money who want the reach are ignoring them now, and they're starting to feel the burn. You need to have the ratings so you can basically sell advertising. You're selling an ad to a whole bunch of eyeballs. And when that pool of eyeballs shrinks down, you can't charge as much. If you're getting 12 million views in a 1 or 2 hour demographic, that's a lot of people. You can charge more money than if 120,000 people show up to watch. And if it goes under 100,000, which MSN, MSNBC, CNN, and a lot of the other mainstream media outlets have seen their ratings absolutely tank, well, that's what you get when you lie to the general population.
You get what you fucking deserve!
As far as I'm concerned.
They can smurf my balls.
All right, so we got, since the election, Fox News surges, MSNBC ratings collapse. Collapse. All right, and this is from governing.com. And you're not really going to see a lot of this on mainstream media, because they're promoting their own implosion. And good, I'm glad they are. But they're not really taking into account that a lot of the reason the ratings have imploded is men no longer care. They're done.
I quit.
They're pulling out of the civilization / vagina, and they're absolutely done playing these silly games. All right, and now this is from August 7th, 2025. This is where they're whining and crying about why, you know, Public Radio and Public Broadcasting Act of 1967 is basically not being funded anymore. And my opinion here on NPR and PBS and various other public media, they were getting a lot of money from USAID, and as we know, money talks, bullshit walks, and usually money comes with strings.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And public radio, public broadcasting, what have you, has turned into a propaganda farm, and people are tired of paying for it, tired of watching it. I mean, that whole trans craziness has, how shall we say this? It's basically being pushed on little kids now via, you know, Big Bird, Oscar, and other various bullshit. And people are tuning out. They don't want any more. And I don't blame them. All right, this one here is, this is TV's endgame? All right, mainstream media, TV. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But it's definitely going in the toilet. Okay, now we're going to show you this source here. This is actually from Nielsen.com. All right, let's look down here at this donut here. All right, if you see here on this, half of all the eyeballs are now paying attention to streaming.
Half!
And this is basically what that entails. All of that streaming, you know, the biggest one is YouTube. They're in the double digits. All the rest are pretty much single digits. And then you have other cable, and then you have just regular broadcasting. All right, now here's the top streaming programs between July 28th and August 3rd, 2025. We are not in August yet, but this is current data. And if you see here, you got Netflix pretty much dominating. You have Disney Plus in there with the blue Y. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, biscuits.
And then you have Grey's Anatomy, which is Hulu, Netflix. Hulu is, I believe it's owned by Disney. Last time I checked, I could be wrong, but here we go. Now, top TV broadcasting shows, he got 60 Minutes, CBS, then you got America's Got Talent, which is garbage, Funniest Videos, Celebrity Family Feud, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, NASCAR, Big Brother, and AF, right there, America's Funniest. All right, now, again, I'm just showing you the trends here. This is actually information right from the horse's mouth. It's the next one here, and this is another one. This is that same donut I showed you. All right, but again, you got Netflix dominating. And this next one here is basically a bar graph, and you see July 2024, and this is broadcast, and you can see it's been pretty much even. You start getting to the election cycle in September and October, then November, and then look, it pretty much plateaus down here again. This is cable TV. You can see cable TV's got a downward trend. All right, and this is streaming, which seems, you know, well into the 40% across the board here. Then you have the others. Now, big business is not stupid. They want a piece of the streaming market, and they're going to do what they're going to attempt to take it, because they have money, and the small guys out there who are streaming like me don't have any. All right, and the only way we can keep up with these individuals is we just have to keep telling the truth, because I can guarantee you, they're going to move into the streaming platforms. They're going to continue their lying and their deception and their propaganda, and people are going to not watch them there too. The people on these boards don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
And he now officially holds a place in the Guinness Book of fucking retards.
And let's just be honest, whenever a company goes public and has a board of directors, usually it is in the toilet within 10 to 20 years, i.e. Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Domino's Pizza, various other restaurants, bars, and other companies, i.e. Kmart, what have you. The minute the board gets involved, they turn it into shit. Now we're going to get into the shopping habits of men and women. Now this is from Capital One Shopping Research. Last updated August 6, 2025. All right, it's on any given day, 37.1% of American women and 34.6% of men will shop.
Okay, look for specials now. Come on, shop, everybody.
In 1 month, the average single American male consumer spends $38.47 or 98.1% of his income after taxes. That's living paycheck to paycheck, and that is not really advisable for long-term stability and health. The average female will spend $37.36 in 1 month, and that's 116.9% of her income after taxes. So she's living in debt. Moms do 80% of grocery shopping. Okay. Worldwide, women spend almost $40 trillion on consumer goods, the equivalent of 50% of global consumer spending. And who spends the other 50%? Men. Okay, you got, there's more of this here. You got the single men, the single female. Here's more male versus female shopping statistics. On average, women spend 58 minutes per shopping trip, while men spend 44. And that's basically because men do recon ahead of time. And they're like, yeah, you know, they look for sales, they look in the papers, and then they come and buy the product and they leave. Or they do like me. You go out, you do a walkthrough, quick recon, see what's out there, and then you come back, you think about it, and you go out and you get the items, and you leave. It's very efficient. It doesn't take that much time. Again, male and female, you see 49% of women and 37% of men regularly shop at big box or department stores. All right, so more women are spending big box store prices than men. And this particular slide here, or presentation I'm showing you now, boils down men and women behavior in a nutshell. Here's the spending statistics. Women directly or indirectly responsible for up to 85% of all consumer purchasing decisions.
Well then, this would be more, wouldn't it?
There we go. Household food shopping responsibilities by age. All right, you'll see here the women purchase most of the shit for the households, and men, for the most part, pretty stable. You know, roughly 45% from the time they turn 45 years old to the time they drop off the planet, they're doing basically just shy of half of the food shopping. All right. Now, here's the thing. The reason I'm showing you this right now is there's an adpocalypse going on, and nobody's really talking about the fact that men are done purchasing shit and playing the game of civilization because there is nothing for them here anymore. They've been basically run off the playground, and they are now doing their own thing. All right, why more men are avoiding marriage for financial reasons. Again, I told you in the beginning I was going to talk about this. I'm going to go through it pretty quick here. High cost of divorce. Okay, not only does it cost on average between $20,000 and $40,000 to get divorced, depending upon what state you're in, it will affect the man for the rest of his life. On average, he'll be paying child support for between 8 and 12 years at the end of a divorce. And if you're married over 7 years, you can expect to pay alimony. And if it's more than 10 years in a couple of states, it could be alimony for life. Student loans, personal debt concerns. Look, student debt is high. Okay. That is, people are starting to notice that. And why would you get married and have to pay off not only your student debt, but her student debt at the same time? Because modern women expect that, you to pay her debts. Rising living expenses and household costs. Yes, rent is through the roof. It'll come down once we get rid of 50 million illegal immigrants. Uncertainty about financial roles. We got AI coming on board. There's going to be a whole bunch of layoffs and a bunch of reshuffling of the deck. That happens every 10 to 15 years. There's always some new technology that upends everything else, and you have to basically adjust. Wanting financial independence. All right, listen, it's easier to be independent when you are by yourself. If you have to provide for a family and children, then it gets pretty problematic. Changing attitudes towards marriage. Okay, let's just be honest. The red pill MGTOW philosophy is out of the box now. It is now in the wild, and it's multiplying at breakneck speed. The young men of today are starting to wake up and ask the question, what is in it for me? And there's nothing. I feel sorry for the young men of today. I really do. You know how the game is going to end before you even roll the dice. In my day, we didn't know. There was no internet. There was nobody telling us other than, you know, the couple of drunk uncles at the reception, wedding reception, that were drinking by the bar that warned you, don't get married, don't do this. And you're like, yeah, you're a drunk old man. You don't know anything. Yes, they did. And so do I. And now most of the men out there are all saying the same thing. The women of today are selling you corrupted, used up goods for Ferrari prices when they should be asking Ford Pinto prices. You know, the ones that explode on rear impact and burn you alive inside because they're not happy. Because that's what's happening. I mean, come on. You hear the words, I'm not happy, you're homeless, you lose all your shit, and your life is fucked. So gentlemen, when you hear the stories out there on the news about mainstream media failing, you need to add into that discourse that it's failing because men, half the civilization, are done participating. They're done buying shit, except for themselves. And they're walking away. They no longer care. Yeah, they'll probably tune in, watch a game here and there. But after being lied to and gaslit by the mainstream media for decades, they're just basically turning their back, walking away, throwing the double deuces. They're done. And so should you. Anyway, that's my shtick for the day. And I will talk to you later.